I'm excited to have with me today is Amir Saad Mohammed, known in the art world as Amir SM. He is a popular mixed media visual artist, and he's here to talk about when his career began and some of his works, and also what's new. Welcome, Amir.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You know, I love Amir SM, and you're known in the art world, and you're getting so popular. And I understand your passion began, well, since you were a child, right? And your grandmother introduced you to art. Is that right?
It was actually my aunt that introduced me to art.
Yeah. So tell us how old you were.
So when I first got into art, I was a very young child. I would say like in my, around like 5 or 6 that I started picking up pencils and crayons and markers and just drawing and anything I could get my hands on.
Wow. And do you remember your first piece of art?
I think my aunt kept it. I used to be a big cartoon guy. I used to love watching cartoons. So whatever cartoon I was like watching at the time, I would try to redraw it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much my favorite hobby to do, is just to watch cartoons and redraw them.
Wow. I mean, I've seen your work. It is really extraordinary. It's wonderful. And you went to art school, is that correct?
I actually went to Humber College for graphic design and mm-hmm. packaging. Yeah. And then from there, I spread into the art world as a digital artist.
Mm-hmm.
The design background was a wonderful foundation to get me started and getting to where I am today.
Yes. And Amir, can you tell us, was there a pivotal moment for you and said, I want to do this despite, you know, obstacles or anything?
Oh, 1,000%. Ever since I was a high school student, I just wanted to become a artist, like a full-time artist. That was my passion and my dream. And I knew that developing a network and getting to know people and just getting to let everyone know that a talented artist would be the most important thing to start off before getting into that world, and having some kind of savings so that way I don't have to depend on selling art in the beginning to get the ball rolling was pretty important for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did what I had to do, stacked up, met some people. And when I felt like I was comfortable with enough money saved, I stopped everything else that I was doing. And I told myself that as of this day, I'm going to be a full-time artist and I'm going to give it my all. And that day was 3 years ago.
Wow, congratulations. And
Thank you so much.
And you have a studio in Toronto, correct?
I have an art gallery right downtown Toronto. And then a block away, I have a studio where I make all the art out of.
I mean, your work, as I said, is extraordinary. I mean, it's custom art and prints to 3D. I've seen skateboards. I've seen on your website a half of the face of Marilyn Monroe and half of Madonna's face. I mean, it's just, can you tell us where you get your inspiration?
I follow the culture. Like I try to watch what's happening with the trends with like music videos and fashion and the culture. And I integrate what I see and hear into my artwork.
Yes. I mean, and tell us some of the funny, like humorous, you know, artwork that you've done, like was it Doug Ford and Trudeau, is that correct?
Yeah, so that was my first NFT. NFTs have blown up like crazy.
Mm.
And I needed something to be a staple. And during the time I was starting this NFT, I noticed that on social media, anybody would post a picture or comment on Doug Ford or Trudeau, they would always put a symbol of a clown next to their name, just because they felt like, I guess, they weren't running the country properly during COVID. And an idea sparked in my head to turn them into clowns, because that's what social media wanted to see. And I came up with the concept and people loved it. Like it went super viral in Canada.
Wow, congratulations. And you know, yes, and, Amir, you create original art for Drake and Snoop Dogg. And tell us about the experience of my understanding, you did an art piece for Drake for Father's Day. Is that correct?
Correct. So I guess a mutual friend to them introduced me to Chubbs, which is his best friend. They had a sports bar right downtown, like a lounge club called Big Six. And during that time, there's a big art festival that happens in Toronto, which is called Nuit Blanche. And they really liked my work. So they asked me to do a solo art show at their venue.
Mm.
And at that point, I had like a custom piece that I made for his best friend Chubbs of his son. And Chubbs himself told me, he's like, man, Drake would love something like this of his son. So I thought, all right, let's save it for Father's Day.
Oh, that's just wonderful. And, you know, I mean, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I didn't include like photography and sculptures. I mean, you do everything. I mean,
anything that's art related. So I pretty much what I like to do is I like to show my clients my gallery. It's a 2-floor gallery right downtown. Mm-hmm. And in there, I have a little bit of everything. And depending on what they want, they tell me what they're looking for. And I bring it to life for them.
Wow.
So whether they need something done in oil, in acrylic, in cast resin, I make it happen for them just because I have like a huge passion in what I do.
Yes, and it shows.
And I'm trying to like come up with new, fresh, innovative ideas.
Mm-hmm. Amir, is there a favorite medium that you like to work with, or is it depend?
Yeah, I love working on a digital tablet. I love doing art digitally just because it makes it so versatile. Like once the digital file has been made, I can put it on anything: T-shirts, canvas, wallpaper, billboards.
Oh,
it's endless.
Oh, that's just awesome. I mean, can I ask you, do you have a favorite piece or is it?
Honestly, I stopped having favorite pieces just because of so many pieces. I create anywhere between 30 to 40 pieces every month. And that's been steady like that for the last 2 years. So I can't even tell you what my favorite piece is anymore. Every piece, when I finish it, I'm like in love with it. And then until it gets picked up by the client, and then
yeah,
I'll see it on their social media, or they'll post it and tag me. It just brings back memories as me working on it.
Wow. I mean, what do you want people to take away from your work?
I want them to be able to recognize my work. So when they're at a restaurant, they see my piece before they see my signature, I want them to be able to say, oh, that looks like an art by Amir Hassan. Or if they're at a friend's house and they see a piece, oh, that's another art by Amir Hassan.
Yes. I mean, so what is next for you?
Right now, I'm actually been on the phone just figuring out my schedule for Art Basel, which is happening next month. It's a big art festival in Miami. Everybody from all around the world come together to take a look at hundreds and hundreds of art pieces by tons of artists, and try to find a way to stand out because you're in a space where everybody does what you do.
Mm. Well, I noticed you had a vehicle at the festival, and it was really clever. It had like all pictures on a beautiful car. I saw that on the website. It just looked extraordinary.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, I actually had about 7 of my pieces on a Lamborghini.
Mm. Oh, wow. So.
And the whole strategy was everybody's moving around from one area to another area in Art Basel. And it's very difficult to move your art and display it. So I needed something that could be mobile, right? And then I wanted something that can catch people's eyes. To me, a Lamborghini always does that. Like I see people's reactions when one drives by and it's just a plain one. So imagine one filled with my beautiful art.
Yes, and I guess the feedback was great. So
overwhelming. People were loving the work left, right, and center.
Mm-hmm. You know, is there anything else you'd like to add, Amir?
I feel like we kind of covered the gist of it.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, you know, when people want, you know, more information, where can they go?
Well, you can find me on the World Wide Web under artbyamirsm.com, or you can find me on Instagram, amer.sm. My other art page would be artbyamirsm, and there you can find me.
That's wonderful. I'd like to interview you again, if that's okay, sure. In 6 months.
Of course, yes, I would love that.
Yeah, and you should be a mentor. I don't know if you should be, writing a book,
Well, if the art slows down, maybe I'll look into that. But as of right now, I'm so overwhelmed with both jobs and residential jobs that writing a book is not in my foresight right now.
Yes. I wanted to thank you very much for your time. And it was a pleasure interviewing you today.
Likewise. Thank you so much.